Roseanne, I have a problem. The carpet in the corner of my living room is loose, and I need Dan to fix it.
Jackie, remember when I was 10 years old and I told you that you could come to me any time that you had a problem? Well, I was 10.
Well, he did build the place. You know, he's supposed to fix that stuff. What's bugging you?
Look what I found in David's room when I was cleaning today.
Oh, man, that looks like pot. Yep, that's pot, all right. Mary Jane, stick, weed, dope. Call it what you like, it's trouble.
You know, sometimes, Jackie, you must strike yourself as weird.
Did you tell Dan about it yet?
No. He's in such a bad mood from work, I'm afraid of what he would do to David.
Well, you just get him in a really good mood, and then you tell him.
Jackie, I hardly have the time to get Dan all liquored up, have sex with him, and make s'mores. I will just wait for the perfect moment.
DJ! Get off the roof now! He bolted. How many times have I told you to stay off the roof?
I wasn't on the roof.
In your room, you're grounded. What?
Dan, I was the one that told him he could play on the roof. I figured it was safer than the park.
I get enough grief at work, Roseanne. I don't need it when I come home.
So you gonna tell him about the pot?
Huh. I don't know yet. Dan! Jackie's carpet came untacked, and she wants you to fix it immediately.
Jackie can go to hell!
No, not the right moment. Bikini team, where's our free beer?
This is a waste of time. Getting drunk isn't gonna cheer me up.
True, but you won't irritate me as much.
Guys at work are really ticking me off. I can't get them to listen to me. Can't get them to take me seriously.
Oh, so they're just like kids.
I can't afford to screw this job up, Roseanne. I mean, it's okay to fail when you're 25, but if you fail when you're 42, you're a serious loser.
Now, that's not really true, honey. I just told you that when you were 25 to make you feel better.
Great, the pressure's off.
Forget it. You owe me another beer.
Whoa. What's Pete doing here? Took the afternoon off because he was supposed to be sick.
Well, maybe he is. He ain't walking too steady.
That guy there is my biggest headache. He comes in late, he does lousy work. Twice last week, he had somebody else punch his time card for him.
You hate him, Dan?
I hate him.
You want to kill him, Dan?
I want to kill him.
You go kill him. Bring me back some pretzels.
Thank you. Feeling better?
Oh, Dan. Hey, I didn't expect to see you.
I bet you didn't.
Dan, do you know my wife, Marissa?
No, hey.
Hello?
What'd the doctor say?
Oh, he said I should stay off my feet and drink plenty of fluids.
Look, Pete, I don't like it when my people lie to me.
Your people? What are you, Moses?
No, come on, I'm serious, well, man.
I'm sorry, you're right. I'm busted. Let me make it up, Jim. Let me buy you and your wife a beer, huh?
All right, I don't want to see you hungover tomorrow.
Don't worry. If I'm hungover, I won't come in.
He'll be on time. He won't get drunk.
So what the hell was that? You went over there to yell at him. You didn't do a damn thing. And where's my pretzels?
Well, he's buying us a beer. I'm handling it.
No, you're not. You're just going to bottle all your anger up, and then you're going to take it home and take it out on somebody there.
I got my anger out. I told him I was upset. He won't do it again.
Yeah, he will. Pretty soon his lunch breaks are going to start being longer, and then his diseases will be more exotic. Then his relatives will start dropping like flies.
You're wrong. I can handle him. I know him, Roseanne.
I am him, Dan. Now, you got to start getting tough. You are going to have to start cracking down on all these people that give you a hard time.
Fine. You're fired. Wish you would have told me this 20 years ago. Stop it, Roseanne. You're really starting to annoy me.
Starting? What? Have you been ignoring me all night?
Look, you don't understand, Roseanne. When I came into this job, I had 30 guys under me who were all mad they weren't made foremen. Now, I can't fix every truck in the city by myself, so I got to get these guys to like me so they'll work for me.
That isn't how it works, Dan. People don't work for you because they like you. They work for you because they fear you.
That's the way you work, Roseanne. It's not the way I work. Every boss I've ever had has been a total hard-ass jerk, and I always swore I wouldn't be that way. Now, if I become one of those guys, I'll be a hypocrite. Look, I'm going to deal with this thing my way. If you don't like it, that's tough.
Dan, don't freak out. Dave's not the first kid to bring pot in the house.
What?
Jackie, this is going to be your shortest visit ever.
Well, you people argue so much, I get so confused.
David was smoking pot in the house?
What is this new obsession with David all over?
David! I want to talk with you in the kitchen now! You want to see me get tough?
No, Dan, not when you're so damn upset about Pete. That isn't fair to David. I will handle it, okay? David should be killed for the right reasons.
Okay. Don't forget, now, it can lead to other drugs and theft. And why do you think they call it dope?
And if you got a couple of eggs in the fridge, fry those up and do the brain thing. They never have an answer for that.
Something wrong?
David, sit down. David, do you smoke pot?
Me? No, of course not. I would never. Twice.
Well, I found this in your room today. Is that yours?
Yes.
Well, David, I guess I really don't need to tell you that drugs can ruin your life, leaving you a physical, emotional, and spiritual wreck. And I don't suppose that I have to tell you that you can receive up to 5 years in prison, according to the latest federal sentencing guidelines. And I know because I read that in Outlaw Biker magazine. But I can tell you that there is a 12-year-old boy living here, and if you ever bring drugs in my house again, you're out. You got it?
I think so.
Do you have anything to add, Dan? You know, you really should get down on your knees, David, and thank us, because a lot of people would not be this cool.
I know.
Well?
Thank you for being so cool.
See how low drugs have made you sink? This is your brain. Danapan. And this is your brain on drugs.
Got it.
Go to your room, David, while Mr. Conner and I decide your punishment.
You really showed me, Roseanne.
Well, I hope you took notes, Dan.
Yep. You were tough, you were firm, and now that David fears you, he'll never do that again.
And he respects me, Dan.
Only one thing wrong. This is your pot, Roseanne.
What do you mean that's my pot?
See how low drugs have made you sink?
Dan, I think I would remember hiding pot in the house.
Not if you were stoned at the time. I hid it.
Well, that's just great, Dan. A very fine example you're setting for the kids. Stealing their mother's stash.
Honey, I didn't steal it. I put it away 20 years ago when we quit.
We quit? I just thought we were out.
Don't you remember? You were pregnant with Becky, and you told me to get rid of it.
Then why the hell didn't you?
I tried to flush it. But as I watched it float helplessly, I thought to myself, am I really ready for this part of my life to be over with? Next thing you know, I was down on my hands and knees with an aquarium net and your hairdryer.
Oh, God, Dan, I feel terrible. I blame David for pot that was mine. Do you think I owe him an apology?
Well, he said it was his, so he probably has some, and now he's going to get rid of it. I mean, we may be onto something here. You could yell at him for something else and see what he confesses to.
Have you guys decided on my punishment yet?
Not yet, young man.
I hope you realize that you have put us into a very awkward position.
I'm really sorry.
Not half as sorry as I am, mister. Felt good to apologize.
Hey, darling.
David? Where are you? I can barely hear you.
I'm in a phone booth. The guy who lives here is letting me use it.
Well, why don't you just call from home?
Because I didn't want your parents to overhear this.
Oh, I get it. So what do you want, abuse or heavy breathing?
I was just wondering if you might have left something behind in your bedroom. Your socks, your hairbrush, your marijuana.
What are you talking about? I don't smoke pot. Dulls my hatred.
I know you've tried it, Darlene.
Well, I've tried sex with you, too. Doesn't mean I'm addicted.
Well, if the pot's not yours and it's not mine, then whose is it?
All right, Becky.
So then I'm off the hook. I'll just tell your mom that I just took the blame because I thought the pot was yours.
And she'll say, well, if you thought it was Darlene's, that must mean she smokes pot.
Well, no, not necessarily, Mrs. Connor.
Oh, so she just sells it?
No, of course not, but...
But nothing. Darlene is dead. When I see her, she's gonna need drugs to kill the pain.
Okay. It's mine.
Very good. You know, the hardest part is admitting you have a problem.
Feeling nostalgic?
No, I just hauled up the rest of my stuff in the basement. I wanted to make sure there was nothing incriminating left.
Thought you threw the stuff out years ago.
No, that was your stuff.
Today is the first day of the rest of your life.
Yeah. Who knew it was going to be such a long, bad day?
Still depressed about this David thing?
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll make room for Daddy. Today I was a real man. I took the bull by the horns. I fired Pete.
What did you do that for?
Because you told me to.
Well, Dan, you should always check with me before you do anything that I told you to do.
I did the right thing. I handled it exactly correctly. Man, I feel terrible. When did it happen, Roseanne? When did we go from doing stuff to yelling at people for doing stuff? When did we get old?
Well, for me, I guess it was the first time I ever discussed the corns on my feet with a total stranger.
No. He's rude, and I don't like his parents.
Well, then can I sleep over there?
Yeah, sure.
This is it. We're old. We'll be old for a long, long time. Then we'll be dead.
You know, we have the house to ourselves tonight. No, I'll roll it. You get too much spit on it.
Leanne, is your comforter back?
You know what that is? You ain't getting a narc on us, are you?
What the hell are you doing? You're rolling a joint after yelling at David for bringing pot in the house? And you're using the coffee table Mom gave you? And you're doing it all wrong.
Do you feel anything?
I'm not sure. Maybe this stuff is too old. Did I just say that sentence out loud?
We're stoned. Do you have any more of those pudding pops?
No, this is the last one, and it's mine.
Well, I want it, Dan. And if I have to, I swear to God, I'm going to rip your whole arm off to get it.
That would suck. Roseanne, you were the most wonderful, beautiful, sexy, you know, thing. I really, really love you.
What?
I thought this stuff would make me feel younger. All I feel is old and tired and hungry.
Man, maybe this is how we got fat.
Nobody loves me. I got nothing. No boyfriend, no meaningful job, no husband, no family. It's just me. It's just me and my ganja.
Did you hear that? Sound like somebody's coming through the front door.
Birds, birds, birds! Don't you hate that when you're stoned?
I don't like it any time. Now, don't tell me you didn't hear that.
Is this the sink? Am I shrinking?
You ever notice how weird that sounds?
Shh! Dan, maintain. Dan. What do you want, DJ? God, you're right.
I got my sleeping bag. Where is it?
Oh, well, it's out behind the house, you know, past the yard, you know, in that building back there, you know, where your dad always is with the tools and a car.
Thanks, Mom.
Oh, my God, I'm like the worst mother on the face of the earth.
No, you're not.
Yes, I am, Dan. I don't even know where I sent my kid.
Well, say he falls down, you know, and he breaks one of his organs and he needs a transplant from me, you know, but I can't give him any of my organs because they're all full of pot.
That's not going to happen, honey.
I just know. There's just no way I can handle any kind of crisis, Dan.
Well, maybe I could.
Oh, God, I just want our normal lives back.
Were we ever really stupid enough to enjoy this?
Yes, we were, Dan. But, you know, that was a very different time. There was a war going on. Everything was just a lot more fun.
Everything's okay. We'll just get the rest of the stuff and flush it. And we'll never, ever do this again. Let's go lay down.
What?
Let's go.
Hey, guys. I don't think this stuff is working.
Hey. Listen, I don't blame you guys for getting mad at me, but I've been thinking about something, and I gotta tell you the truth. The pot you found in the basement wasn't mine. Well, it's really important to me what you guys think about me. And yeah, I'm not stupid enough to do drugs. Yeah, I tried it when I was younger, but I'm much too mature and smart now to do anything that's stupid. I mean, I know guys at school that do it, and they're just like these useless zombies. There's no eggs left?